Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is the story of a guy who got messed up with a 10-foot gator in like a little pond or lagoon behind a bar in, I think, Florida. I assume Florida when I hear gators. Not that that's the only place in the United States where you can find them. But I think it was. This is, there's some characters in this story.
Yeah. Jumps into a pond to save a man who just had his arm ripped off by a gator. It happened over the weekend behind Bandito's bar in Gulf Cove. Hello again. I'm Lois Tomey.
I'm Chris Safadi, and tonight we're hearing more from a neighbor who lives in that area. Let's go right to Wink News reporter Jolina Esperto live there for us. What did he tell you?
We have her standing in the exact same place where a man had his arm torn off by an alligator. She's expendable. There are a lot of young women getting into this business.
Send the girl with the skinny arms. The alligator won't want her. Yeah. She's got nothing on her bones.
No meat.
And in case you're wondering, yes, this is my natural hair color. No chance.
And my real hair.
Well, the person who helped save the victim told me he was glad he was there, and he was glad an ex-military guy was there, too, because together, they and a group of others helped save the gator's victim, pull him out of the water minus his arm, and help stop the bleeding.
Oh, I don't know why that's a funny way to say it. Poor. Minus his arm. So maybe if they'd tried a little harder.
They saved him, but not his arm. His arm is still swimming.
And they pan over to it.
What if it's like it walking around? Is that cousin it, the hand?
No, that's Thing.
Oh, Thing.
That's yeah, just
thing.
Walking around.
What if the hand floats by and it's giving the finger?
Yeah. Like,
oh. What if it's riding the alligator like a jet ski?
Dude, I want to see a fisherman in the background reel it in.
Yeah, right?
Alligators are everywhere in Florida. Even in the canal, behind a bar, locals frequent.
Oh, yeah. Even? That seems like exactly where it would be.
Yeah.
In the canal behind Bandito's. Like, that's, of course, where the alligators are.
If somebody said that you can only find gators in one small pond in Florida, you'd
that's
go,
it.
It's the one behind Bandito's, isn't it?
It's got to be. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's down by the water. They got him.
Oh, yeah. Look at this bar, too. I mean, it's like all made of old wood.
They got him. Yeah, the gator got him. His arm's gone.
Bandito's Bar in Port Charlotte. Trappers spent the early morning and afternoon Sunday trapping the 10-foot-5 alligator from the water. This gator is the one who took an arm off a 23-year-old man.
It's like, what? I'm just
screaming.
Being a gator.
Yeah.
He's screaming. He is conscious. He's screaming right now.
He's not waving.
And we cannot see where the gator's at. I'm sorry.
And the gator was big enough. I think he just got a clean cut.
What the Well, who is this man with a cat on his shoulder?
Why did it cut so quickly?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why are you standing so close to the ravine where an alligator just ripped a lady's arm off or a man's arm off with a cat on your shoulder?
Kind of looks like Ron.
A little bit. Yeah, this is... This is truly a story filled with many Florida men.
Yes. That cat looks just like my cat, Herman. I mean, just like him.
It was big enough. I think he just got a clean cut and took off with the arm and left him alone. So he's lucky to be alive. Otherwise, that dude would have probably drowned it and then been dinner for the family.
I think he would have drowned it and been dinner for a family.
Yeah, probably. Yep, drowned.
So y'all know his cat's wearing a bow tie.
I was going to say, just about to say, does that cat have a bow tie on?
And he's just sitting there chilling out on his shoulder like a parrot.
Yep. Oh my God, the cat's on a leash.
Yeah.
Manny Hidalgo helped rescue the man from the water. He found him with only one arm and several scratches
on
his back.
I'd like to know how he helped. Like, well, I feel like he physically didn't do anything.
I think he's the guy they referenced at the beginning that said, one person who helped him was glad that he was there, along with someone with former military training.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that found a better man to help.
Trying to swim after the attack.
I was able to get him to shore, but not enough. So I left, came into the bar, told him to call 911.
Had a couple drinks.
Yeah.
I ordered some gator bites.
When I first saw him, he still had two arms, and I was going to go help him, but my cat, David Mufflestuff, doesn't like water.
Plus, he seemed to be doing fine swimming with one arm.
Yeah. I mean, he was mostly going in circles.
Yeah.
Guy at the bar came out, was an ex-military. He knew what was going on, so me and him dragged him out. We put a tourniquet on him, and just kind of try to keep him calm.
Gators are not...
I can't get past the cat that's sitting on his shoulder, like, hunting. Well, the cat is so fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, gators honestly, we couldn't have done it without Mr. Tiggly Toots. And, he gave us a little extra pull.
Gators are not new to this area. Neighbor Mark David Christensen knows they can be dangerous, but loves them anyway.
I've lived here 65 years, and I've never seen so many gators around.
You are not tan enough to have been in Florida for 65 years,
no.
Sir.
When I came out of my mom's womb, I still looked like Bob Seger.
Yes.
I'm a golfer, too, and they're everywhere.
He seems a little too cheery about it.
Yeah, right?
I'm a pretty chill fella.
And now back to me, the reporter who sounds dead inside.
I've tried to find out more about the man and more about why he was in this water in the first place. All Florida Fish and Wildlife will tell me is that he's still in the hospital and its investigation continues.
Now, the funny thing about this story is I saw it from another TV station. They only interviewed the guy in the hospital, and they focused the camera entirely on his face and then obstructed part of the arm that was still good, but then sort of framed the nub shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, this is the guy. And it wasn't near as fun as this story where a man had a cat on his shoulder just in case a gator attacked.
Oh, yeah.